Summer, summer, summertime. Time to sit back and unwind.
Here it is, a groove slightly transformed.
Love will make you do crazy things.
Hardest job tonight, Javier Bardem and his wife are both nominated. Now, if she loses, he can't win. Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right? that was a nice one. Okay. I'm out here. Uh-oh. Richard. Oh.
I told myself I was not doing the Will Smith fake event, but the more I see these so-called YouTubers uploading videos on the subject, acting as if it's real, dragging their followers into the matrix, I decided to put together a short video, giving my point of view, as well as quotes from Jonathan Lipp and Miles Mathis. For the most part, I feel the same way regarding the situation. Like we always say, they staged it all. It was all a big con job. It couldn't be more obvious by both men grinning right after this so-called vicious public attack. Other obvious clues are that the show wasn't cut to commercials, that no security got involved, Will Smith was not escorted out, and that within seconds Chris Rock was selling it as the greatest thing ever.
Okay. That was the greatest night in the history of television. Okay.
So it was not only staged, it was staged poorly. They foreshadowed it with Sean Wayne's, which I personally believe people behind the scenes pulled from that skit.
Got in some trouble, went out and hired Johnny Cochran.
They played it out, they let you point your finger and laugh, and you shared their pictures and stories around social media and snickered. Never once did you see the pattern, the storyline, the orchestration, and never once did you think the joke was on you. But it was all on you.
Summertime.
You watched a fake entanglement, the joke red table conversation.
Got into an entanglement with August, that's what I said.
An entanglement?
Yes. Yes.
I didn't have the girth that it was going
to
take.
I didn't know if you would be willing to find the deep capacity to love me.
Bad marriage for life.
The fake Willow Smith's letter to Tupac asking him to make Jada happy. They gave us the so-called open relationship story, the Will Smith gay rumors. You will never, and I mean never, outsmart the hoaxers, the massively orchestrated media. They own your mind, play with your emotions, and get you to act exactly as they wish. Then the Chris Rock comedy tour comes, then Will Smith's new movie, then the book comes out. All the magazines. All the TV spots, all the interviews, all of the third-person storylines. It was a gigantic advertisement for everyone, and you're the one paying for it.
Time to sit back and unwind.
Even for me, it was a mixture of a spiritual calling, and also going, girl, at some point your hairline's gonna be back here, so we might as well just do it now.
Pinkett Smith is getting candid about her struggles with alopecia.
As it happens, Pfizer was a top sponsor of this year's Oscars. No surprise, since they have been a top sponsor of just about everything on TV for the past 5 years.
Good Morning America is brought to you by Pfizer.
CBS Health Watch sponsored by Pfizer.
Anderson Cooper 360 brought to you by Pfizer.
ABC News Nightline brought to you by Pfizer.
Making a difference brought to you by Pfizer.
CNN Tonight brought to you by Pfizer.
Early Start
brought to you by Pfizer.
Friday night on Aaron Burnett Out Front.
brought to you by Pfizer.
This Week with George Stephanopoulos is brought to you by Pfizer.
This Weather Report brought to you by Pfizer.
Today's countdown to the royal wedding is brought to you by Pfizer.
And now a CBS Sports Update brought to you by Pfizer.
Meet the Press data download brought to you by Pfizer.
This portion of CBS This Morning sponsored by Pfizer.
On how to find the hidden sugars in the American family diet. Sponsored by Pfizer.
They have bought out half the world. And guess what one of their new drugs will be this year? A drug for alopecia. Jada said she had been wearing a turban to cover up her hair loss. What better way to promote the drug?
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right?
We are supposed to believe Chris didn't know Jada had alopecia, thinking it was just her new style. Except that Jada announced 4 years ago that she had alopecia. Also, Rock's ex-wife is Malak Compton Rock, who just happens to be a famous hairstylist. She is the founder and executive director of Styleworks, a non-profit, full-service hair salon that provides free services for women leaving welfare and entering the workforce. So no doubt about it, Chris knows what alopecia is, not to mention he created a documentary about hair. Chris Rock is promoting for Pfizer. He has been pushing the vaccine on social media, which makes him a pusher of death.
Are you fully vaxxed now?
I got Moderna, I got the Pfizer, I got the Johnson & Johnson. You know, that's the food stamps of vaccine.
To make it a festive occasion, they need to posse up and get tested. Like, all the crew is getting tested. And the family should get tested. And, you know, if you love your grandma.
Will Smith has also sold. That is what you should be focusing on, not the rest of this crap. They are trying to spin this manufactured event away from all truths and toward more drug pushing by Pfizer, but as I have shown you, it is easy to spin it in the other direction. It is just one more example of the staging of the world and the transparent fakery of everything to do with modern life.
But back then I didn't really know what it was. But now I see.
Moving on to the alleged slap.
Uh-oh, Richard!
Oh. Note that Will did not punch Chris. He slapped him. No one has made sense of that or even tried to. The actor who played Ali in a movie only slapped Chris Rock. One would suggest it's not something a straight man would do, but I'd say it was done because he was not angry and it lessens the injury. Just look at how Chris Rock smiled the whole time. Nobody could keep smiling after being slapped. For this reason, I believe he did not make contact with Chris Rock's face. Keep in mind you're watching Hollywood. But notice when Will Smith walks toward Chris, Chris takes a step forward and leans towards Will. After the slap, he steps back into the place he's instructed to stand.
She turned around and said, "What you peeping at?" It's like the sun was a natural aphrodisiac. And with a pen and pad, I can pose this rhyme to hit you wet and get you equipped for the summertime.
Summer. Actor placement is one of the easiest ways to ensure that everyone is on the same page. It helps to make sure that not only is the blocking correct, but that the camera team knows exactly what's going on, so they can get proper focus. You can even see his place marker underneath him, he never moves away from focus. This was 100% rehearsed. Furthermore, the slap has too much bass for it to be a slap. This could have been a sound that was cuter added. Another thing I noticed during Chris Rock's time on stage.
But now, let's please welcome Chris Rock.
Yes.
But let's look at the wide angle of the altercation. Pay attention to Chris Rock walking after the alleged slap, but focus on the audience.
Basketball courts in the summer got girls there. The temperature's about 88. Hop in the water plug, just for old time's sake. Break to your crib, change your clothes once more.
Now on the picture of Chris on stage. Now look at this view of the audience cam.
All the kids playing out front. Little boys messing around with the girls playing double dutch. While the DJ spinning a tune as the old folks.
It seems to be an all new crew. We know it's the same side by the stage and background. So where did everyone go? Could it have been actors placed specifically for the fake assault?
Abuse, you gotta be able to have. People talk crazy about you. In this business, you got to be able to have people disrespecting you.
Smith pulled it together for his acceptance speech, which was obviously written before the Oscars. He showed off a bit of his top-notch acting he just collected the award for, breaking into very believable tears. Nothing on TV is real. They're creating stories following the event saying, Will is banned from the Oscars, Will is banned from Bad Boys, movie companies are abandoning Will. Well, Will and Chris celebrate at elite parties laughing at you, the public.
Every moment frontin' and maxin', chillin' in the car, they spend all day waxin'.
You really thought Will Smith screwed up with all that management and lawyers on his side, as well as Chris Rock? No, it's all a part of the show. Even older acts such as Britney Spears, you watch the haircut, the baby, the pregnancy, the boyfriend, the mess-ups, the rehabs, the jail sentence, the supposed nude pics, the paparazzi. You will never, ever, outsmart the hoaxers, the massively orchestrated media. They own your mind, play with your emotions, and get you to act exactly as they wish. It's them saying you will not stop watching us. We will not leave your mind. No matter how much you don't care. We will make you care. You will not stop paying attention to us. You will never have what they have. But you will fall right into their hands every time. Because, as Scarface said, you need people like me so you could point your finger and say, that's the bad guy. Ask yourself this. If you were them, and tabloids were using your likeness to sell magazines with you as their main selling point, wouldn't you ask for a cut?
Here it is, a groove slightly transformed. Just a bit of a break from the norm. Just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that screws and moves?
Favorite classics over
and over again. Give me a soft subtle mix. And if it ain't broken, don't try to fix it.